Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, I am joined by Price City Mayor Mike Corianis, and we're going to be discussing his re-election campaign today as a part of our ongoing municipal election 2025 coverage. Mayor Corianis, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity, especially in our, you know, election year and, signing up to run for mayor, so thank you.
And that kind of leads me right into my first question for you today. What inspired your decision to run for re-election this year?
Because I care. You know, it's hard work, but I care about people. People in the community are people that work for Price City. I think that is the driving force behind me, is trying to resolve the issues at hand and try to take care of them.
Now, you've served as mayor since 2018, so you're very tenured in this position, and you've worked at Pacificorp since 1979. How do you see these experiences benefiting you if you are reelected?
So, working in industrial is very important to me because Price City has the electrical, it has the water, it has all the infrastructure that sustain the needs of our community. Just like a power plant has, you know, all the equipment that makes the electricity. I look at the city in the same way. And, you know, it's addressing those issues with the knowledge that I have coming forward and addressing them so that it doesn't impact our citizens.
Now, a major challenge that gets faced each year by municipal cities across the state of Utah is managing the budget. If you are reelected, how would you approach this task?
The budget is a really complex thing because, you know, like I said, with water, with sewer, with the electrical, we're always faced with different problems that were not budgeted, that you don't, you know, foresee. And so you have to come up with those solutions and find that money to come up with. That's a moving target a lot, and that's where I think that we collectively, as a mayor and council and directors and employees, is listening to resolve those issues so that it doesn't impact our citizens. That's the main thing.
Now, you've mentioned water, you've mentioned electricity. If you are reelected, what are your plans for the next 4 years for Price City?
Water is at the top. You know, Price City has been a sponsor of a reservoir, and a lot of people, as I talk to them, don't know about it. And I think that's the main thing, is communication, you know, to our citizens on this. We want to make sure that we're going to become a sustainable community for industry, because industry needs a lot of water. You know, and that's getting everyone to support and sustain this community. Federally, state, and local. And that's the thing, is we've worked on the local, you know, we've worked on the federal. The NRCS has been a great champion to us. That's this reservoir project for sustainability for our future is something that we definitely need. And that's what I've been working on for the last 8 years. And we've changed where we were up in Garley Reservoir, above the, you know, the residential area. We moved it over, and now we're right there in Consumers Road, and we have the owners of that property and that are moving in that area be very supportive. That's my main focus, is the reservoir. The next thing is, you know, sustainability of our drinking water. That the transmission lines, Price City, you know, we just approved $15 million for a water transmission line that I had been working with, you know, for 2 years, and that come to fruition. The next thing is our water plant. That's the other challenge. I have a solution to it that won't impact our citizens like this transmission line. We are looking at ways as a team. It's not just myself. I can't give the credit to myself. We have different engineering firms, different people that are a lot smarter to come up with solutions too, if you're asking the right questions. That's my focus in the next 4 years. But the other part of it is, you know, as we transition from a new energy coal and coal-fired power plants. Those are the things that I've been very vocal about for our community.
Now, you mentioned it in our last topic, but communication, a major thing if you are working in elected office as a mayor or a city council. And one major issue that faces Price City is communication between city employees like first responders and police officers. If you are reelected, how would you kind of approach this issue and try and bridge that gap of communication?
That's an important topic in this whole process, is finding the right way to communicate to all of our employees of their concerns and what's important to them. Their livelihood is important to me and the council. I think trying to be supportive and create the ways that will benefit our employees, because we got great employees, you know, from streets and water to sewer to, you know, our first responders. I can't be more happy. And that's the main thing, is making sure that their voices are heard and making sure that we let them know what we're working on too. That's a hard question, to make sure that we're answering all those questions and communicating. If anybody has a solution to this problem, I'd love to have it, because I think that as we look at our community, our citizens, our employees, what is the best source?
Now, Mayor, my last question for you today: why should the citizens of Price give you their vote in this upcoming election?
I'm not finished with the projects that I'm working on and passionately working on and putting the hours and the time in. I think that if elected, I will put that time in, because for the last 8 years, I have been working in their best interest, trying to curb those needs and their concerns of keeping their rates, water rates, electrical rates, everything low. That's the main thing.
Well, Mayor Corion, it's always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I hope that I can win this election.
Again, that was Price City Mayor Mike Corionis, and we were discussing his bid for re-election in the 2025 municipal election cycle. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.